Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you on this Wednesday. Happy early Thanksgiving for those of you out and about, maybe doing some shopping. We say hello to Coach Rick Stocksdale, head coach of the Blue Raiders at MTSU. Coach, happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
Outstanding. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, Chase, Joe.
I know Senior Day, we talked to you about it last week. Senior Day is always probably emotional. You guys get the win 34-30 over UTEP. But what was that like for you of seeing those guys get honored, and how did it make it even more special to walk away with a win?
Yeah, you know, Senior Day's changed so much now the last handful of years because of the transfer portal. And, you know, we had three guys that had been here 6 years. We had a couple that have been here 5 years. We had a couple that have been here 1 year, you know, so, and then some in between. So it's changed so much because of that. But, you know, it's still – so some of those guys had a senior day last year or at a previous place. And but, you know, it's always special because I do understand and appreciate – all the sacrifices that these guys have to go through. You know, most of them have overcome surgeries just from the physical standpoint of what they have to go through to be a football player. You know, all of them have graduated or will graduate here in a couple weeks. You know, so, you know, you're proud of that. You're happy for them. But more so, it's just an overwhelming appreciation for what these guys do, because, you know, they come in at 18 years old and, you know, now they're leaving at 23, 24, and you just see the growth, the maturity in them, and, you know, they're ready to take on this world. So, and then to be able to, your last game in your home stadium, you walk off a winner, you know, is always special, and it's an emotional day.
We're talking MTSU football coach Rick Stocksdale. And, Coach, I know the season's not gone the way you wanted. I understand all that. But you guys have played tough. They've played strong. When you see New Mexico State go on the road and obliterate Auburn, when you took that team a week earlier to the final play of the game, is there any satisfaction in that?
No, there's not satisfaction, Joe. But, you know, I was thinking about this last night. You know, we've played two top 10 teams. We've played a top 25 team in Liberty. Two of those teams, we played the 4 points and 7 points. You're disappointed because you could only score 7 points against New Mexico State. But here's mighty Auburn. They could only score 10. You know, so they were a good team. We played and this all sounds like excuses, and I don't mean it to be, but you know, we've had a tough road. We wish we'd have won more than what we've won, but you know, if we're close, is what I'm trying to get at. We've had 4-1 score losses that we've been in games with. We're close. We got to clean up. We got to play a little bit better, a little bit smarter in some areas, and we would have won a couple games. But this thing ain't broke, and you know, when we got beat by New Mexico State and everybody's, you know, worried about how this team is going to respond, and, you know, now not being able to go to a bowl game. And I never flinched. I said, I'm not worried about that. I know the character of this team. And, you know, they've shown that the last 2 weeks, and, you know, we'll show it again this week. But, you know, we're disappointed because we've been really, really close in a lot of games, and we just got to get a little bit better to get over that hump.
Amen. Preach it, Coach. Coach, we got a special guest in studio. Not often does a Florida Gator give a Florida State Seminole a lot of love, but Zach Piller is in studio today. He says you recruited him at Clemson. He thanks for what of you. Zach, say hello to Coach Stocksdale.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
I'm good, Zach. How are you?
I'm fine. If that team has any kind of character like you, you know they're going to be fine.
I appreciate you, brother.
I know
appreciate
that.
You. Did Joe, Zach tell you he turned me down, though?
He did. Yeah. After you gave him a cookie cake, Coach.
Oh, that cookie cake.
Look here. Hey, look here. And then we were running. Zach probably doesn't remember this, but we're running late to the airport to get him back to Tallahassee. I get a dadgum speeding ticket, you know, getting off the ramp. And I told him, I said, you've got to come here now. I got a speeding ticket.
The bars were closed at midnight, Coach.
Well, just on Saturday, not Friday. Well,
I was at Waffle House at midnight, Coach. You were doing magic tricks to me, though. I was close. That cookie, you give me one more cookie cake, I might have been there.
I love it.
You're the best, though, for real.
Rick Stockstill is with us, head coach at MTSU. We're obviously in the season of being grateful and thankful, and, you know, you were just talking about your team. You've wrap up another year as the head coach at MTSU. Is it different every year of how you look at the last game of just being even more grateful for the opportunity to coach these young men?
I don't think it's ever different, because that level of respect and appreciation has never wavered. When I was at Bethune-Cookman and Central Florida and Clemson and all those places, and now here, I love what I do. I love coaching. So, you know, I'm passionate about that, and I'm grateful, you know, that I chose a career, you know, that I am truly in love with and I'm passionate about. And then just as you get older, you know, you have a greater appreciation of all the sacrifices that these guys go through. And, you know, when it comes, like, some of these guys will never, ever play football again. You know, this will be their last game. And they've been playing it since they were 4 or 5 years old. And, you know, I'm so appreciative, and I love them. And just the appreciation and respect that I have for them, Chase, is what I always, when you walk off that field for the last time with them, you know, your heart just beats with pride in satisfaction and happiness for those guys. And then when January gets here, it's a new team and you start all over again and, you know, get ready for the next year. So, but I love these guys. I respect and appreciate, you know, what they do, because, you know, you guys are around it. Zach played it at the highest level. You know, you don't know unless you're in that locker room what these guys go through on a daily basis. And it's not just 4 months out of the year during the fall. It's 12 months out of the year and what they go through. So I just respect, you know, football players at every level. High school guys that finished up last week that'll never be able to play again, I respect them. And then the NFL guys, you just see what people put their bodies through to play a game that they love. And I know I'm rambling, but I respect and appreciate what these guys do.
Well, Coach, you know, we love you. We respect you. And I will see you on the plane Friday. We'll go down. Let's kick some ass in Sam Houston and finish this season strong, Coach.
Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Zach, happy Thanksgiving, man. I love you.
Coach, love you too.
Happy Thanksgiving, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chase. See you, bud.
Coach Rick Stockstill joining us, MTSU head football coach. Always appreciate that and the conversations we've had with him this year.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Zach's going to hang out for celebrity birthdays. I'm going to tell you about a special event taking place at the Donaldson Cafe tomorrow that I want you guys to spread the word on. That's going to help a lot of people. We'll be back with more next. You listen to the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.